22. For those of you listening in the Green Bay area, I forgot to mention this in the last segment. We've got a lot of calls in the last hour. Southbound Highway 41 between Mason and Lombardi along Green Bay. Both lanes backed up. Accident, Jason? Yeah, I don't know if that's still the case, but that's been the case for, you know, for about the last at least 45 minutes. And I forgot, I neglected to mention it, forgot in the last segment. So want to make you aware of that. A couple of other football notes. The NFL record was broken yesterday for field goal, and I didn't know that. Broncos kicker Jason, 64 yards, which breaks Tom Dempsey's 43-year-old record of 63 yards, which has been tied several times. Six or seven times, he said. No one's ever going to do it with a half a foot. Again, I doubt, which Tom Dempsey did. The 41 Highway 41 accident will be a problem for another hour or so, I'm told. Again, that's 41 southbound, both lanes backed up between Mason and Lombardi, accident in that area. Okay. That record was broken. The end of the game, the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Miami Dolphins. That was in Pittsburgh, it looked like. It was cold. I don't think it was snowing in Miami. It's cold in the southern United States. It's not that cold. They were going to try the old hook and ladder. Roethlisberger throws the ball to a receiver who's not going to make it to the end zone. He turns around, flips it back. This guy turns around and flips it back. This guy turns around and flips it back. You know how this usually ends. In fact, I just saw one the other day. Fumble, run in for a touchdown. Was that a college game? I think I saw it. Okay, now, you know, the wrong way, the other way. No, a guy's tearing down the sideline with the ball. They keep doing it and doing it until there's a guy in the open. No penalties. No illegal forward pass. No holding. No nothing. He steps out of bounds. Like at what, the 3-yard line it appeared to be? A little further back than that? Oh, okay. But he didn't have to. The guy in pursuit was not crowding him to the sideline. I wonder if he lost it in the snow. There was a little snow. I don't know. Oh, is that one going to leave a mark? Not only because they don't get the win, but because, that never works. Last time I saw it working, the Dolphins did it in a playoff game. That's in 82, I think. That's when I learned about the hook and ladder. It's just amazing. It does happen every now and again. The Music City Miracle. That might be the last time. This guy just had a straight shot to the end zone. He stepped out. A guy was in hot pursuit, but he was still behind him. He wasn't crowding him. I couldn't believe it. All right. I've been made aware of something. This is a name I've never heard of until I was made aware of this. Hang on a second. I don't have everything. Oh, just a second. I got it. It's over here. We're all good. The name is Wolfgang Grassel. Good hearty Irish name. I kid. I'm pretty sure that's German. Does sound like a character on Grimm. What a great Grimm, by the way. What a great Grimm on Friday. Wolfgang Grassel is an associate. Is he professor or associate? Associate professor of business administration at St. Norbert College in De Pere in the Green Bay area. He wrote a piece for a very obscure journal online called Crisis Magazine, which appeared November 26th. You want to talk about dropping one in the punch bowl? Look at the headline on that bad boy, will you? Jason's like, really? Diversity is not a Catholic value. I mean, what do you got? Go. This is long, and I'm going to admit, it's read, it is written in prof speak, verbose, but I'm going to read just some of it. Diversity is a modern shibboleth. It has long become the secular creed of the United States. Jason's like, really? and in no area is it celebrated as religiously as in academia, mostly as a substitute for true religion. It has now finally invaded universities that by name are still Catholic. Under the pretext of diversity, proponents engage in a frantic drive to replace the traditional curriculum with ethnic or women's or gender studies. They observe Kwanzaa. They include homosexual students and faculty. That's where, is he saying gay students and faculty shouldn't be allowed on campus? It's one thing to say that you don't have to encourage any particular, anyway, that's where one of the places where I think he gets in trouble. And they cultivate their self-defined cultural and other identities. A veritable cottage industry has sprung up with diversity studies, diversity advisors, recruitment programs for diversity students, sensitivity training to overcome the essentializing and homophobic tendencies of all males, and many more delights of this sort. Every academic around the country can easily add examples. I certainly can, from years of experience at a college that still identifies itself as Catholic, yet remains practically indifferent to the deposit of faith, the teachings of the church, and the Catholic ethos. And here arises a first problem with diversity as a regulative principle. See, prof speak. What he means is where forced diversity or artificial diversity, where we try to get X number of blacks, X number of Hispanics, and so on. No individual can be diverse, but then he gets into something I'm not going to waste your time with. I skip ahead. The frantic quest for diversity is a deeply anti-Catholic impulse. It finds no support in Catholic moral and social teaching. There is no mention of diversity as a goal of Catholic life in the Catechism of the Catholic Church or in any of the pastoral, moral, or social constitutions and encyclicals before and after Vatican II. Diversity has never been advocated by the great thinkers of the Catholic Church, who have instead preached unity. And there's good reason for this glaring absence. Catholics marvel at the natural diversity of God's creation, at the difference in people, animals, landscapes, plants, and languages. They want to preserve as much of this diversity as is possible because it enriches all of us. But they will resist disturbing the order God has willed for the world. Now that starts sounding pretty extreme. Is he saying that we shouldn't have affirmative action? Or he gets pretty fuzzy there. I want to pick this up after 10:30. And I have obtained an email that St. Norbert College President Thomas Kunkel wrote to faculty in response to this. You'll want to stick around for that. It's 10:30.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.